This is Edwin K. Morris, and you are about to embark on the next Pioneer Knowledge Services Because You Need to Know, a digital resource for you to listen to folks share their experience and knowledge around the field of knowledge management and nonprofit work. Your company or organization would like to help us continue this mission and sponsor one of our shows, email BYNTK at pioneer-ks.org.
Hi, everyone. My name is Noreen Aziz. I live in the D.C., Virginia area. I've been here for 20 years. This is what I call home. The most interesting thing near me is tons and tons and tons of parks. So my family and I, we love hiking. We love going out for walks. So there's never a shortage. We're always out on the weekend somewhere hiking or enjoying nature, which is what we all love. I work in the data and knowledge field. That's been my experience primarily. And I love working in this space because it really allows me to work closely with organizations and help them understand and realize the value of their data and knowledge assets, right? That they put in a lot of effort to build out, but aren't necessarily utilizing at its best. So the ability to make a difference there and help organizations see the value and leverage it is something that gives me a great level of joy to create impact in these organizations. So that's an area I'm quite passionate about. Another area that I'm involved in is diversity, equity, inclusion space, which is related to all about team dynamics and culture and leadership sort of engagement. So I do engagements across the board, coach certain leaders around how to be effective leaders, how to create inclusive culture, and really how to strengthen team dynamics. One of my mentors in the space always told me one thing, who I'm still in contact with, that you as a professional, as a person, can never know everything. So always be open to learning. The benefit of having an open mind, the benefit of learning from others, of thinking that you can learn something new every step of the way is a beautiful thing to have. When you have that open mind, you just discover more, you have better interactions, and there is better outcomes as a result of that. I'm a lifelong learner. I believe in open conversations, open mind.
If you had to say what the most important thing is to a young CEO or COO of an organization about your perspective and what you think is important in an organization, what would you tell them?
For a young CEO in an organization, right, or for any CEO in an organization for that matter, I think the most important thing is true leadership. They have to understand what effective leadership means, because that is really key to driving a truly knowledge-driven organizational culture, right, where people are collaborating, where people believe in open communication, where people are open to learning, where they have enough opportunities, right? They are able to share their expertise. In order for an organization to really be impact and outcome driven, you've got to have a culture that drives that. And the culture doesn't really come about unless leadership is really reflecting that in their actions, in the way they engage with their workforce, and the way they set the tone. So I think that just fundamentally understanding the importance of inclusive leadership is really, really important. Empowering your people is really important.
Well, I think going back to your mentorship advice that you had about being open-minded and having an environment to where you could inquire and learn and share, those are also leadership traits. Do you find that some leaders do that better than others?
Absolutely. A successful organization is going to be one where you see leaders who are approachable, who are inclusive, who value diverse perspectives, who want to see their people thrive and collaborate and communicate, right? Where they prioritize these things. It's not just a matter of them saying these are important, but they actually show they walk the talk, right? Yeah. Some leaders are born with that in a way, right? They just know how to engage with people. They know how to be open. They are approachable, right? And they have a genuineness to them where people see them for who they are and are comfortable around them. So as a leader, you make that comfortable space for others. So to some, it comes naturally, and that's fantastic. But in other cases where you are a leader or you're going to be in a leadership position and you feel or you have an understanding that you don't necessarily have these traits, right? Mm-hmm. You can build on them. It is something that can be learned. If you have the desire and if you see that it is important, then you can learn that. That's the bottom line. There's many ways to be coached. There's many ways to be trained on this, right? Mm-hmm. There's tons of assets and resources out there. So it's really a matter of committing to it in that case and knowing why it's important to do that, right? That you can then become a good leader.
Is it simple enough to say that good knowledge management is good leadership?
I think good knowledge management is a lot of things. If you look at the standard way of knowledge management, thinking about it from the people, the process, and the technology perspective, mm-hmm. you'll have good knowledge management and you'll have a well knowledge-driven organization when enough attention has been paid to all of these three mm-hmm. components. At a people level, which touches leadership, where we mm-hmm. just said, it's not just a matter of the leader showing these sort of characteristics, but really continuously encouraging and creating the space for the workforce to be able to reflect those as well and have those kind of opportunities and open communication and collaborative sort of mm-hmm. aspects to how they work. It's about enabling the workforce to reflect sort of creative, innovative ways of thinking, of interacting and working essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Good KM also comes from paying attention to processes, right? In an organization, you want to have to make sure that the process by which you capture, by which you organize, by which you store, by which you want to disseminate knowledge, right, and make it available to everybody who needs it, is well thought through. That you're not just mm-hmm. thinking about managing those explicit knowledge assets that are documents and databases, et cetera, but also are paying equal attention to that tacit knowledge. And that's, again, how you enable people to feel safe, yeah. to express their views, to share their insights, et cetera. And then good knowledge management definitely needs that technology yeah. component, which is the easier part, I would say, because you can bring in the system, you can create the tools, you can customize them, whether it's for storing or retrieving knowledge. They've got to be talking to each other in terms of those tools and technologies and systems that you put in place by way of the processes underlining them. You've got to make sure that there's connectivity across, because you could create tons of great tools right. and systems and they're all disconnected.
Or they're not picked up and utilized as designed by the workforce. Either they're marginalized or ignored, or workarounds are found to make it simpler.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of breakpoints that can come around the technology piece, but let's get back to the culture piece. So the culture is foundational as an organizational structure, because in a truly knowledge-friendly, I'll say, organization, that takes work. Not all industries and not all business classes are the same when it comes to this viability of a knowledge organic ecosystem in which the organism of the company has a fulfillment and an operational capacity of knowledge flow and its purpose individually and as a cohort. But what is the foundational value do you think organizations need to strive for while they look at this as an operating system?
So repeat that question, Ed. I didn't quite understand what you were.
What is the organizational need to fill? What is the requirement here when it comes on a foundational side, like strategy and revenue generation and constraints, legally constraints, what other organizational constraints? How do you make knowledge management foundational in an organization?
Knowledge management has to be foundational in an organization when it's tied closely to your business strategy. If you are going to be on an endeavor as a new organization, even to introduce knowledge management into it and have a strategy, if it doesn't really cater to the actual business needs, if it doesn't talk to the gaps in the business, if it's not a way to address what's missing, that knowledge management strategy, as fancy and as comprehensive as it may be, it will not give you the real value, right? Yeah. We often see, and I've seen this myself in many instances across organizations, where for the sake of knowledge management, multiple initiatives are launched. A lot of work and energy goes into creating beautiful looking systems and fancy initiatives, whether it's communities of practice, whether it's, you know, a mentoring program, or whether it's the latest new centralized knowledge repository or a document management system, or we've launched like a couple of wikis, right, et cetera. Those things are done with good intention, right? Because we know what the value is within that, right? But when it comes to utilizing it for actual impact and outcomes, that's where we always see the knowledge value gap. This is a key area for organizations to focus on, that as you think about your knowledge strategy, you've got to tie it to your business outcomes. If it's not supporting that, then the story that you tell after 6 months or 12 months or 18 months, it's going to be a good story, but it's going to be a story that you're still trying to sell and advocate for, right? Because you're still saying, hey, these things can create value and they're really good. In a way, knowledge management needs to be so foundationally strong and tied close to the business objectives and help drive those outcomes that the business is prioritizing, whether it's reducing costs, whether it's increasing efficiency, whether it's coming up with new products and services, whatever that might be.
Well,
otherwise, you'll have fancy things and a good story, but not an impactful one.
And really, that kind of brings us to this other point, which we wanted to bring up, is the return on investment metrics and measurements. Measurements that matter when it comes to knowledge management. And if you have started off on a wrong foot by not tying your program or your efforts, your KM efforts, to the verticals or the operational components of the organization to begin with, you're kind of shooting in the dark, and good luck with that, because it's not going to have a whole lot of merit and it's not going to stand on its own. But if you can tie it together to work systematically integrated to the outcomes and the intent of the organization, you definitely have a better stance of success and longevity. But what would be a met, because this people get stuck on this, what's the ROI? How, what's this going to do for me? The way you just presented this, I guess if we walked the dog long before in the planning stages to be married and complementary to the organizational structure in total, then those measurements should be a little more self-evident versus the ones that are just trying stuff just to see what the workforce will pick up and use.
Yeah. And you see the attention to metrics in every other area, right? If you look at operations, when you are designing at the concept level, let's say an infrastructure project or an educational project or whatever industry you're in, when you identify those objectives, you immediately link those metrics on how you will measure those objectives being achieved. And so that step in that concept phase is really, really important, because it helps you drive that design and delivery of that objective. And so in knowledge management as well, as you have your strategy and as you're looking at various initiatives that you want to bring in a kind of an agile way, while you're still working on some of the foundational pieces related to infrastructure, related to technology, related to processes, a lot of times the processes themselves have gaps in them.
Sure.
Modernizing those with a technology layer on top is not going to do us any good if there's gap in the processes. So whether it's improving a KM process, whether it's bringing out a new centralized knowledge repository, there's different things that we can start looking at and thinking about that tell us how successful knowledge really is. For example, if you think about it in general terms, knowledge management metrics could be looking at what is the contribution of knowledge, new knowledge that is generated and created that is related to an industry or a sector, right, where you're working in. Are there new knowledge assets that are being created? Are there new best practices, lessons learned? What kind of partnerships are being established to drive that area of work forward that can then deliver some key outcomes or new discoveries? That's one way to look at how you're going to measure knowledge management initiatives effectiveness, things coming out as a result of an initiative that you introduced. If you look at some basic quantitative metrics, you can think about how often is that knowledge being reused. It's not just a matter of how many clicks and downloads you got. That's important. That's a quantitative metric that you definitely want to track, because that's the bare minimum you'll get from the system anyway. But in order to get deeper insights, right, you'll want to know how is that knowledge being reused in terms of driving something new.
So answer me this. Have you seen metrics that are to the level of seeing knowledge transformation, retention, or prevention of loss? Have you seen anybody try to grab that?
Around knowledge retention?
The knowledge, yeah. Loss of knowledge is definitely a key indicator of a leaking ship. What about reuse, repurpose, reuse, retention? And that's what I mean by retention is repurpose and reuse. Because you let off with innovation, you know, what's new, what's been innovated and created. But I think there's just as much and or more weight towards organizational knowledge reuse or repurpose mm-hmm. versus something novel or new.
Absolutely. And both of them are important for organizations that are cutting edge, that are ahead of the game, that have that competitive advantage. Mm. They are definitely in the business of creating new products and services. They're creating new knowledge. They're coming up with new research and development. So that's one piece of it. Now, what happens with that in terms of really leveraging it, to your point on reuse, how often and effectively, is that stuff being utilized by the organization? What kind of testimonials, what kind of use cases can we build on those assets that tell that story of its impact and effectiveness? So a lot of organizations put in a lot of time in reinventing the wheel, essentially, and duplicating efforts because they simply either don't know what exists, or if they even know what exists, they don't know where to get it. And, you know, those kind of issues sort of come in the way of day-to-day work. And so they just get on with it because they have their timelines, they have their deliverables, they need to get their work done. They will rather than just recreate the solution without either knowing that it exists or because it's just too hard to know everything out there that does exist. Mm-hmm. I think that the reuse piece of it is a really important one in terms of how you will find out if it's being reused. You got to know from the employees or from the workforce and how that is actually making a difference, right? Has it led to something new? Has reusing that cut costs for them? It technically should. And there's different ways to assess that, whether it's through surveys or feedback or testimonials or ratings or working group kind of focus feedback. You want to be able to assess how that stuff is being utilized and if it's feeding into something else that's absolutely, again, leading to that cycle of generation. And when you have a knowledge sharing culture, if you're reusing something and if you're truly knowledge driven, you're going to value diverse perspectives. You're going to bring in the different voices. You're going to have that open discussion. You're going to have that collaborative nature that leads to better, you know, new things, outcomes. And so I think that's the point.
Let me ask you straightforward. What's your definition of knowledge management?
My definition of knowledge management, and this always comes up. To me, knowledge management is really best combination of people, process, and technology. I mean, you cannot focus on one aspect. You really have to consciously make sure that you're looking at all three corners of this triangle, right? This pyramid, that's really, really important. You know, at a people level, there's tons of things to do when it comes to empowering your workforce, driving that culture of openness and collaboration and knowledge sharing for them. And in order for them to be that way, they've got to have the supporting processes. They've got to have the supporting technology. They have to be equipped to understand how to use those. I think good knowledge management also really should take into account a kind of a learning culture as well, right? Mm-hmm. Where learning and growth is also valued, where people are encouraged to learn, whether it's a new tool or just, you know, get new skills. All of that really comes down to good knowledge management in my mind. So to me, when I look at it, it's a combination of these three things with the right balance and with strong leadership.
Key ingredient, leadership, key ingredient. Well, thank you, Noreen. It's been a pleasure. And I think you've given us a lot to think about.
All right. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Your company or organization would like to help us continue this mission and sponsor one of our shows, email bynk@pioneer-ks.org. You have just finished our latest Because You Need to Know, a public service of Pioneer Knowledge Services. Please join us on LinkedIn and find us at pioneer-ks.org.